So this book, again, it's young adult. Do you find a lot of interest among teachers in using your material in their classrooms?
We're encountering some. It's really aimed at about ninth grade up through political activists, or the young forevers, as I call it. Young people, and this is, you can look at research to know this, young people need to see heroes who look like them. We need all kinds of heroes. Growing up, I read a lot of athletic stories. But when I began to read Gloria Anzaldúa and other writers, I began to find myself. We need all of them, all of them. Especially, I hope the book is taken up by Mexican American Studies. I want people to understand that Mexican American Studies is really, really about love. If you know who you are, you know that you belong to the world and that you are equal to the world. That's the power of Mexican American Studies. And I'm hoping that this book will someday be welcomed in the canon. That's a high ambition, but I hope that would happen.
And I've noticed from a lot of young people, I think with each generation, they gradually get more and more accepting and open to all sorts of possibilities. And so Mexican American Studies, now that it's finally been approved by the Texas State Board of Education, you're not just going to find Mexican American students in those. You're going to find African Americans. You're going to find Anglo students. You're going to find Asian Americans, because they just want to learn about what's going on in the world. They don't necessarily want to know the traditional rote education. They want to learn something that maybe not everybody knows about. They like to know that secret that shouldn't be a secret.
Exactly. One of the things that happened when I was reading early drafts of the book, I was at one of the schools, a very important school here in San Antonio, public school. I was reading and talking with seniors. Smart kids, most of them on their way to college, they did not know what the Voting Rights Act was. They didn't know. Now, I cannot impress enough that our democracy fails or succeeds depending on how young people in the schools, in the inner city schools, understand democracy, understand voting. It's essential. And it's tragic. Hopefully, the story of Willy Velázquez, and I hope to do many others, will give them a sense of purpose. We need to have meaning in our lives, more than just making a good living. That's not my purpose. My purpose is to make the world a better place. This is the moral value that I want to impart with young people. This is how it works.